Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you good now. Malak, much of the times one can say, you know, the acclimatization of rebelliousness had become something that had taken the norm of relying on the truth. You know, and it is a sign of a rebellion of a sort. But it is something that has happened even before. Hence, I said prior to a break, time immemorial. History shows us that the devil had been perpetuating this kind of falsehood that rendered him rebellious at all times. What is your take on this? And the very fact that, you know, the notion of falsehoods is actually a manifestation of rebelliousness or rebellion against the Most High, especially these days on our part. One can say without a doubt, this is a form of a rebellion against the Most High. And we see that much of the time. What comes to mind, Malak?
Shalom Rabba, and thank you for the opportunity. In this topic dealing with falsehood, one of the things that I would like us to look at is the rebellion of Hashatan, because this was the root of where everything began. So we ought to remember that Shatan does not create, or he's not the creator. But then what does he do? He twists what Abba Yahuwah has made, as if it is his. So, which means he takes scriptures and he bends it. He takes worship and he redirects it. He takes authority and he perverts it. Now, when we look at the scripture in the book of John chapter 8:44, it says, "You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father is what you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning." Mm. And does not stand in the truth, because there's no truth in him. Mm. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and a father of it. You see? So, as I said, the truth now, he would come, he would bend. And we could look at the story of how he approached Yahushai when he came back from the fasting of 40 days and 40 nights, how he wanted to be worshipped, how he tried to even quote the verse in Psalm 91 for Yahushai to bow down to him, that says, no, he says he will send his malakims, Abba Yahuwah will send his malakims to lift you up so that you don't dash your foot into stone. So, somebody may have believed to say, oh, okay, for the sake or for the fact that he's quoting a Bible verse, then all this is true. Hallelujah. But Yahushai refused, because he says, the one who is speaking, there cannot be any truth found in him. So we need to know and understand who is it that we're dealing with, because his intention is to bring each and every one of us to destruction. So he doesn't give everlasting life. He does not have it. So he may come and promise us everything, the bells and the whistles, but we ought to know that there is no such. We will end, we will perish with those earthly things. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, verse 9 and 10, it says, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Shatan, with all the power, the signs and the lying and the wonders, and with all the unrighteous deception amongst those who perish, because they did not receive the love of truth that they may be saved. Hallelujah. So falsehood thrives where there is no love for the truth. That is what we learn from that verse. So when we associate ourselves with falsehood, we have to automatically know that it starts to grow as a balloon, and therefore truth starts to be erased or it gets eroded. Hallelujah. So one other thing that we can look at is that how false teachers, what is it that they do, and the false prophet, false prophets, they teach a different message. They prophesy for money, fame, or control. Hallelujah. So in Matthew 7:15, the scripture warns us, beware of the false prophet who come in you in sheep clothing, but inwards they are ravenous wolves. So you can be able to see and to notice that it means then that they want, it means it's to want us to justify sin. I did it because, you know, because now the scriptures are twisted. Nah. So that is basically what I feel that they want us to do. So we should, they want us to thrive in sin and to justify it because I'm only human. Nobody's perfect. And those are the words that we'll be speaking in our ears. The book of 2 Peter chapter number 3 verse 16 says, and also all his epistles or disciples speaking in them of these things, in which are some of things hard to understand, which those who are untaught and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they also do to the rest of the scriptures. Mm. So, one other thing also is that, what is it that they do? It's the false signs, miracles, and wonders. So they would also use miracles to validate lies. Mm. And this is now in many, many churches that we come across today. In Matthew 24:24, it says, for false messiahs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect ones. Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
So we can be able to see it's religious traditions. Ne? It's traditions, religious traditions that are replacing the commandments of Abba Yahuwah. So this would mean that man's tradition are exalted above Abba Yahuwah's word. Oh my word. So these are the things that we have to guard against. Matthew 15:9, it says, and in vain they worship me, teaching doctrines, the doctrines and the commandments of men. So you can see whatever that they are doing is no longer of Abba Yahuwah, or Abba Yahuwah does not live in them. So also I want to look at, there would be intentional or unintentional deviations which may be from being pure, right? And which now gets to be maybe falsehood. So in this, I'm looking at there would be these deliberate choices to reject, to twist, to replace the truth, ne? Whereby a person knows what Abba Yahuwah has said, but consciously chooses to disobey, consciously chooses to modify or to ignore that which is spoken. So this becomes an active rebellion, which is motivated very often by pride, by selfish ambitions, desire for control, or the fear of men. And this is what is spoken about in the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 5, number 30, which says, an astonishing and a horrible thing has been committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule by their own power, and my people love to have it so. But what will you do in the end? What will we do in the end if we now are following all these that are wrong, that are falsehood? So we know the truth, but we still choose falsehood for selfish reasons. Because probably we want positions, probably because we know that that man has me on speed dial, or some as well are being paid by these people to be doing all these acts. Hallelujah. So those were intentional. The unintentional deviations, these can be errors that are made out of ignorance, blindness, and being misled. So a person may truly believe that they are following Abba Yahuwah, but their belief is built on a wrong foundation. So they don't realize that they are in the falsehood because they have not been properly taught, and they have inherited traditions of men without testing them against the scripture. Now, when you looked at videos on TikTok, there were some other churches where they had this statue of a man on a cross, and people would come at the front and will be kissing and bowing at the feet of this statue, an image. You see, so now there's somebody who goes to church and he's thinking, or they thinking, that this is the way to do things.
Yeah.
And that is what ignorance is about. And that is what the scripture is wanting to say. These are the things that we get to follow unintentional, because we are blind, because we don't get to ask questions. We're not allowed to ask questions, but we just follow, and we grew up in the church, you know, and that's how it's been done, and we don't see anything wrong with that tradition. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it. And of course, you know, we are touching base on this issue, and much of the times it is something that we look down at, or we just don't take much consideration into the harmful effects of falsehoods in our midst. These really are bringing what we call character dampening. We start to become so much hindered into comprehending the fullest truth, because we have embraced something that is other than that.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Sitshele ukuthi ucabangani. Sicela ukuzwa uvo lwakho. Ungasithinta kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za noma usithumele iWhatsApp ku 0826572729. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
657 Media More of Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you good, man. And Professor, let me bring this to you. Much of the times also, the falsehood is not just articulations and narrations. But falsehoods can become also cultures, norms, values, standards. Falsehoods can also become measures. Falsehoods can become discoveries. Falsehoods can become adopted behaviors. Falsehoods can become actions. Falsehoods can also become practices. I don't know what you'd make of that. I don't know what kind of sense would come to you when we relate to that. Falsehoods can also be actions. They vary in a great way. What say you?
Thank you, Brother Ray. As we continue with this discussion, it comes to my mind that falsehood can also be defined as some of the deeds that we do, not necessarily coming from the heart, but doing those things, wanting to be seen by people, those public declarations that will bring a self-gratification, that people will say, you're good in this, you're good in that, and those things are not done from the goodness of one's heart. I want us to read Matthew chapter 6 and read verse 3. In fact, you can start from verse 2, which says, therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. So I'm looking at this passage and I understand that some falsehood can be portrayed by our actions that we do, not because we want to do them from the goodness of our hearts, but we do these things that people may say something to us and about us. So it has more to do with being hypocritical in our actions. Here we see somebody who is doing an offering, lifting up his offering that people may see, doing things and making an announcement that I am the one who did this. So it's not a true reflection of what this thing is about. It's not a true offering. It's not a true charity that is being done with a good heart, but people do these things so that people can say something about them. It's like they want reward, they want fame, they want their names to be lifted, to be up there. So these are the things that are portraying falsehood, because they are not saying exactly the motives of what the person, the motive that the person had as the person was doing that action. So falsehood in this case now can be defined as our attitudes, as the motives that we have when we do other things. And God is saying here, when we do things, we need to look deep within and understand why we do what we do, lest we become hypocrites. So hypocrites has its foundation from falsehood, or falsehood can also be defined by us being hypocritical in what we are doing. This is the same thing that happens sometimes when we are portraying godliness, and we know exactly that some of these things are not truly godly. It also comes to our prayer life. Verse 5 says, even when you pray, you shall not be like hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. So in other words, there are actions, there are things that are looking as though are things that we must do as believers. When we are not doing them for God in the right manner, they become falsehood, they become hypocritical. And here he speaks about standing on corners, praying, lifting up your hands, and you are showing that you can do things this way. And God says, for you to be truthful to me, go into your room and close the door. Then you can pray to me who is in secret, and I will reward you openly. Falsehood are those things that we want to do to be seen by people. are those words that you want to hear people saying to us about us, and we know exactly that we did those things not because we have a good motive, not because they are coming from us, from the goodness of our hearts. So we need to guard against actions that are not from God, but looking as godly conduct, but not having the source from the Father. So these are things that we do. Doing things wanting to be seen by men, these are all falsehood, because they talk to people who are seeing as real things, and they are not. And I think this is what has caused a lot of a turmoil in the society about believers or about Christians, because these things are seen, but the fruit is contrary. People see us praying. People see us on Facebook. People see us on YouTube channels. People see us making noise. But when they follow up and looking into the fruit based on what they are seeing, they really see, or they reap the fruit that is contrary to what we are seeing. And at the end of the day, people are receiving falsehood and they get deceived and they don't know what to do. They don't know who to follow, because we have portrayed a certain type of a character and our fruit is not that type of a character. So our behaviors are saying something else. We become hypocrites, Brother Ray, which is very bad, because sometimes we even take our big Bibles and we declare that we are the children of God, we are pastors, we can do things, we can do false miracles, we can show off in stadium, we can show off on TVs, resurrecting people who are dead, and it is all falsehood, because we want certain type of fame. We've seen these things, they've been publicized, we've seen pastors raising people from the dead, and those people were alive. So false portrayal of what shouldn't be portrayed as false, simply because we want self-gratification, we want to satisfy the flesh, which are all the sins that the enemy tempted Eve with in the Garden of Eden, the pride of life, the desires to satisfy the flesh, and the lust of the eye. So some of our portrayals must be judged before we could even do them, because most of them, they're not talking about our God. What is it that we do daily? What is it that we want people to know, and it is not the true thing of who we are about? What is the motive of what you are doing? What is the attitude behind doing this thing that you are doing? Are you truly doing it because it comes from the heart, or because God has guided you to do it? Or you are being hypocrite, you are showing off things that you know they're not in your heart. You are doing these offerings and you are even making announcements on social media about what you've done, and it is not exactly what you are and who you are. These are all falsehoods that we are facing these days, Brother Ray. People revealing themselves and as some people, and if you follow their lies, these people are not who they've portrayed themselves as. Falsehood of this age.
The falsehoods of this age, and of course the practices that it manifests in. It comes in many ways, man. You see it in magazines, you see it in movies, you see the perpetuation of this in all forms of entertainment. Falsehood rears up its ugly head. We continue even more when we come back with Baruch Yah.
Masimtumise hoko ngecawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no Ayanda Nenemba. Siyathandaza, siyadumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina uKristu. Let's praise him ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Ulwazi olute veche, impilo engcono nothando olute gabalala. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, man. Mayak, there is a notion that we need to consistently look into. And it is that of waywardness. You know, truth basically is a waywardness from that which is real, that which is authentic, that which is divine from the Father. As you said, and we agreed earlier on, that it can be a notion also of a rebellion, which has an element of historicity. We see this. Historicity has shown us that much of the times there was a deviation of a sort, and a massive magnitude of it that had come through Al-Shaitan, the devil himself. And what comes to mind also when we talk about falsehoods also as a waywardness, but as a continuous deviation that is honed more and more to become effective against the Father. What say you, Malak?
Shalom Rabban, thank you for the opportunity, Malak. I kindly would like to still look at the deviation, the falsehood that we get to do intentionally, because it would be like one clearly sees the road or knows the direction, but when one chooses to take another path, because why? Because this one looks so easy and this one is more popular. It is more fashionable. Therefore, I will choose that one because I see, even if the true name has been introduced to me, but because everyone goes that way, I'll also go with them. Hallelujah. So the unintentional deviation would be like when we are thinking that we are on the correct road. So now imagine you thinking that you're on the correct road. Kanti, somebody gave you the wrong direction. You're asking for direction and, you know, now you, this is how you go and turn left, turn right, and you follow the exact directions. But meanwhile, you are getting lost. You see, so now, which means we need to check the scriptures being a map. Ne? When you're given that, so which means now this guy comes and gives us direction. So the best thing that we would have done is for us to check the map for ourselves, which means then something that gives us direction. And I use the map as the scriptures in this instance. So in both cases, then the people are lost, right? But their heart conditions are different. So Abayahua judges based on both truth and the heart. So let's look at Matatia chapter number 7, Matthew 7:21, which says, not everyone who says to me, Master, Master, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does my will, the will of my Father in the heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Master, Master, have we not prophesied in your name? We casted out the demons in your name. We've done many signs and wonders in your name. And I will declare them, depart from me. I never knew you, you who practiced lawlessness. So it is possible to be spiritually active, yet knowing or unknowingly walking in falsehood, if we're not rooted in the true obedience of Abba Yahuwah's word. So it is important for us to dig deep into understanding the word. Hallelujah. So I would also like to get into then, how can we deal with this falsehood? So how do we deal with it? I could say the scripture advises us to test everything. Test the spirit. So 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5:21 says, test all things, hold fast to what is good. So the lesson, we can see that we cannot accept any teaching blindly.
Yeah.
Because it's spoken by the so-called famous person. Because we want to fit in, we want to belong. There are many podcasts And these podcasts are looking at the belief, and let me say they're looking at the religion or are thought to be advancing the agenda of religion. You know, meaning that they thinking that, oh, okay, this is the way in which people can be able to know the word and the word of Abba Yahuwah. But when you check, all of them, they more focused on the people who have said to gone to hell and came back. You know, it's got nothing to do with the word. And because of that, they have thousands and thousands of followers. Just because of such stories, because people want to hear lies, you know, in heaven, mermaid spirits, underneath the ground or whatever in hell, and this is what was happening, and you know, I saw a dream, and you know, I woke up, da 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 da, and people are gullible, and people love to watch that nonsense and rubbish, and those are the things that does not edify us at all. All, it's another falsehood that we have entered into. This is nothing to do with the kingdom of Abba Yahuwah. Whether you can come and speak in the name or you open with prayer and all that, but you see, it's those dealings of falsehood to say they would invite the name as you see it fit, you know, and there's various of them. Your Sent Twins podcast and stuff, you just get to look at the headings and the topics and you realize very misleading.
Yeah.
And people
lies.
Pastors. We need to call a spade a spade. Yes. Because for too long we get quiet and people just people are gullible and they are following. They are mushrooming every single day and not a word is being taught. But the focus is on these stupid things, you know. We remember there was a brother who would say "Ucheso uti." The brother mushroomed like nothing so fast, and people started to believe. People would even be arguing about him, you know, attacking each other about him and his teachings. And when you look at it, whatever that he's speaking, telling that people are trapped inside the glasses and whatnot, and because they've sold their soul, so Jesus uti da 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 da. Where is it in scripture? The man does not even quote the Bible. The man does not even know the verses of the Bible, but he comes and he says he's heard. And one other thing that fascinated me, that made me to laugh, is when he got to describe the Messiah. Mm. And he painted some different picture of some white dude.
Yes.
And I'm like, yeah, ne? Truly we have arrived. So this is what the scripture is now warning us about. Hallelujah. So also we need to walk in the Ruach, the spirit that is of truth, according to John 16:13, which says, however, when he, the Ruach of truth, has come, he will guide you in all truth. He will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things that are to come. So you see, so the Ruach reveals the falsehood. Hallelujah. So the last point is that to expose and to rebuke the falsehood which can be found in the scripture in the book of Ephesians chapter number 5 verse 11, which says, we should have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. So we should not tolerate falsehood, and we should confront it head on. Hallelujah. So let me close with this point, that we also need to guard our heart and our mind, which is in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 4:23, which says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. So we have to be vigilant over our inner life in Yahusha name. Hallelujah.
To the Rabba, Malak, and of course, indeed, a deviation becomes tabloidized. That is what you were referring to. You know, podcasts are just about tabloids, man, and the devil pays those. And this followership. But get those who speak the truth. They don't have that kind of tabloidized following. Nevertheless, the very notion of the truth. When we come back, we talk to Professor Buisande Z.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Kusukela enhlizweni yethu ukuya kweyakho. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit. Indeed, much of the times, falsehoods are also masquerading, man. They masquerade using material, Professor. They masquerade using substance. Falsehoods masquerade using logic, you know, wealth. They masquerade using possessions. And this is something to be careful about. In your final take, what say you of these, Professor? It happens much of the times that you find there is quite a lot of falsehood that is holding on through materialism and all that. Professor?
Brother Ray, as we continue, I'm led to thinking that most of us are susceptible to this type of falsehood, which is an outward appearance. Sometimes we wear the garment that is not revealing who we really are. Sometimes we will wear the smile that we don't have within. Sometimes we will wear the garment of holiness, whereas our conduct is not really holy. And I think this is the most falsehood that we reveal, particularly amongst us as believers. We reveal to one another, we reveal to the people around us at work, and so on and so on. For that, I'm led to 1 Peter 3, verse 3 to 4, which says, "Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God." Falsehood, which is about the adornment, falsehood, which is about the outward appearance, what we wear. Sometimes we would put things that will make us look a certain type of a person, and we are not really those people within. Sometimes we'll wear the garments that makes us look glamorous, make us look holy, make us look a certain class, and we are not really those people. So at the end of the day, we are hypocrites, we are liars, we are deceivers. And the Bible says, do not let the outward adornment be a determiner of who you are. Do not hide who you really are by what you put outside. So in other words, there's a lot of deception that goes on around us. There's a lot of information that we are getting from the way people look like. Although the outward looks do give an information about the people, but there are those other looks that are deceptive, not because they depict who you really are. Here it speaks about the arranging of the hair, the wearing of the gold. People keep wearing these things, whereas inside they are dead, whereas inside they are crumbling, whereas inside they are not as holy, they are not as beautiful as you see the outward looks. Sometimes people hide what really happens inside of them by what they are putting outside. And the Bible says here, rather let it be the hidden person of the heart who will be a true reflection of who you are, because what is in the heart, if it's real, true, it is incorruptible, because it is secured by the Father, it is secured by the Holy Spirit. And you can just let your heart leave you, or let your heart depict who you really are. Let the heart radiate the true self, rather than allowing the clothing, the garments, the hair, the gold, the jewelry, the cars, the clothing, the houses that you live in. Let them not define you. Let them not be used as things to hide who you really are. You will be continually dying inside, even if you can continue to put those things that are outward apparel. So these are all falsehoods that sometimes we find ourselves conforming with. So God wants us to live out who we are from our heart, but not portraying things that we are not. So the adornment, sometimes the places we stay in, sometimes the cars we drive, they produce falsehood, because some of them are used to hide the true self. And God wants us to reveal the true sense of our being from the heart. And it is from the heart where God can begin to change other people. When our hearts will be truly sold out to God, God can deposit things in those hearts of ours, and we can speak from the heart, we can live from the heart, we can be able to direct and lead from the heart without us tampering with what God wants to reveal to people through us. So let's not allow what we are from inside be shielded, be covered by these things that we put outside. So we've seen many people hiding from the true self by the substance that they have. Thank you, Brother Ray, for this opportunity. I bless God for this time that we have in His presence. Blessings to you and your family. Blessings to Brother Barukia and the family. And blessings to the family of Radio Pulpit. Glory to the Most High. Thank you. Thank you very much. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Professor. And of course, we really appreciate this. And we will get also to Barukia to also give us a final take on this issue. The notions of falsehoods these days.
From your ear, to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.